today, pitchers and catchers, brother. Pitchers and catchers show up in surprise, and spring training is on.
For everybody?
Just about. I don't think it's mandatory, but there might have been one or two that started like
yesterday. I just mean every team, like today is the day.
Yeah, I'm saying there might have been one or two that started yesterday or maybe tomorrow, but this week it'll be on for everybody. For the Rangers, pitchers and catchers was today, and I believe Saturday is the day for, or maybe Sunday is the day for everybody else to show up.
So the grind has officially started.
The grind is on, Corby.
Oof.
Now, there are a lot of guys who were around here last year that are going to be gone, that are no longer there. There are going to be a lot of guys that are going to be new. There's going to be some competition for gigs out there in surprise this year. And with new managers, new coaching staff, new everything, they pretty much hit the reset button here.
Have they used the R word, not the reset word? Have they officially thrown that word out there?
No, they haven't, and they won't.
Why are they so afraid of that word?
They don't like that word.
This is not... Just call it what it is. It is time to rebuild everything. Farm system. Obviously, coaching staff, like you said. Pitching staff.
No, that's what's going
on. Pitching development.
That's what's going on for sure.
Like, it's a system-wide thing.
But they don't like to call it that. So
I wonder who they are. I wonder if that is straight down from ownership.
It probably is.
Where they're like, please don't say that, man.
Yeah, let's call it something else. Find another word to use.
Well, last year, remember, at this time, it was a bridge. Yeah. This is a bridge year.
It's another bridge year, Corbin.
And now you've stripped...
The bridge is going on.
You've stripped things. Last year at this time, there was actually people that were like, you know, things break right. You just may see something pretty special here. Now it's hold on to your butts and, you know, hope you can get 60 games.
Now it's all about who you can flip.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
That's going to be the name of this thing.
Sure.
They are in the business of acquiring prospects, and they brought in a lot of guys that they're hoping they will be able to flip at some point for more.
I'm telling you, and all of this is okay. All of this is normal. It just sucks after you've had a really good run where you kept trying to add pieces to the puzzle, and you kept trying to win, and you kept swinging for the fences, and you know it.
And finally, you reach the point where you just can't do that anymore. You're out of stuff, so you wind up here.
Right, and that's okay. You know, it didn't work. It did work, though. It did work. It didn't ultimately work, but it work.
They got the two World Series.
Right.
There are a lot of teams that would make that deal with the devil in an instant.
Right. And if not for the flukiest of fluky flukes, we would be sitting here going,
"I'd have one."
Yeah, and like nobody would even, there's always going to be this weird vibe about this era because of that. And it's not fair, you know?
Sports ain't fair, Cooper.
No.
Sports ain't fair. And it's too bad because there was a lot of really good baseball and a lot of really good fun baseball that we all got to watch during those years. But it just never did work out. Among those who are gone that you might have not thought about since the middle of last year,
yep,
Corby, in addition to Belts, Robinson Chirinos is no longer here. Profar, no longer here. Alex Claudio.
Did Chirinos sign with the Astros?
He did.
Mm-hmm. Robinson Chirinos.
Profar was traded to the A's. Martin Perez signed with the Twins. Claudio was traded to the Brewers. Matt Moore signed with the Tigers. Tony Barnett with the Cubs. Drew Robinson was traded to the Cardinals. And on and on and on it goes. Jake Diekman was traded to the Diamondbacks, but I believe he's free right now. And ABD is pitching overseas. Ryan Rua, Big Bart, Giovanni Gallardo, Kevin Jepsen, and Mr. Pfister are currently on the heap. If you'd like to bring them in, yeah, they're on the beach.
Wow. That's a lot of names.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there are a lot of guys who came through here last year. And as to the question of, okay, who will be here?
Elvis.
Yeah. Elvis will be here.
Mazzara.
Mazzara will be here.
Rougned.
Rougned. Gallo will be here.
Mm-hmm. Other than that.
There's your core four.
Yeah, there's your. That's pretty much your core four right there. Beyond that.
Asdrubal Cabrera.
Yep, you got Asdrubal Cabrera here. Jeff Mathis is going to be some sort of the catching or some part of the catching situation here with either Jose Trevino or IKF, although I'm hearing, and you may be able to elaborate further on this, Ty, that they would rather IKF not catch this year.
I think that'd be the preference, so they'll see what Trevino does in spring, but I wouldn't be surprised if IKF is your backup.
But as always, this thing is going to be all about pitching. When are they going to spend some money and get some pitching?
Hey, they did, man. They're loaded.
Yeah, and these are the guys that they're hoping that they will be able to spin off later on in the year. They brought in four or five guys, and these guys, four or five guys that they brought in have one specific thing in common.
What, one start in the last 5 years?
They all have Tommy John in their history in the last year or two.
Who's the guy that they just signed that hadn't played in 4 years or something?
I don't know who that would
be. David Carpenter.
Oh, they signed him?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
They pulled him out of ships and were like, hey, can you pitch?
I don't know.
I don't know. I need beer.
Well, they brought Lance Lynn in here. He's going to be a part of the rotation. He played with a couple teams last year. The last half of the year was spent with the Yankees. He was pretty good with them. He's on the comeback trail from Tommy John. Shelby Miller, whose arrival once upon a time would have been big, big news here, is on the comeback trail from Tommy John. They brought him in as a free agent.
A lot of these guys, if you'd have gotten them 3 years ago, you'd be going, wow, this is awesome.
But yeah.
Now, eh.
And Edinson Volquez is back, Corby.
DVD.
DVD.
We'll never let it go, man.
The V.
DVD.
Where are the other two D's?
What was the other one? Something Diamond?
Thomas Diamond and John Danks. And they are both, as far as I know, out of the game.
God. DVD. It's so funny that, like, they had this catchy, cool technology way ahead of their game nickname. And one of those guys is, we might as well have a guy named Vinyl on the team right now.
Is that what his V stands for now?
Yes.
His Vinyl?
Yes. Oh, man.
What a
catchy, cool nickname.
They were the three J's of baseball.
DVD.
Now, another guy who is back, and this might be the most exciting reason to watch this thing this year, is Leveler Chaz.
Speaking of Flip, go.
Explain.
Yeah, I can't. We can't. I can't let it go.
Nobody knows who that is.
That is Jose Leclerc. So-called because one day I typed his name into my phone and it auto-corrected to Leveler Chaz.
To both of us. And we were like,
who is Leveler,
who's Leveler Chaz?
Yeah, I didn't look at it. And just I guess I wanted you guys to see something.
Yeah.
And they just looked at my phone and went, okay, well, who is Leveler Chaz? But while nobody was looking, late last year, they moved Leveler Chaz into the closer role.
Now, is he a flipper?
He might be. But he was as good a closer as there was in the game in the later part of the year. I mean, his numbers are stand up alongside anybody's. And every closer statistic you can throw out there that you would look at to measure a guy, his were just outstanding.
So you talk about all these guys that potentially could be flipped, Are any of the, I mean, is, I'm assuming anybody and everybody could be flipped.
Yeah, including Leveler Chaz. I'd sure look at it.
So Gallo, Odor, Mazzara, anybody is game for something like that as far as this club is concerned.
Hey, if I'm JD, I'm making it known. We are open for business.
Yeah.
I mean, a rebuild is a rebuild is a rebuild. And if you don't see enough of what you want from these guys this year, then you try to get something for them.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot. How long, be realistic here, how long do you think it will take to make this a competitive club? Not a team that, I'm not talking about a team that is winning 90 games. Just how long does something like this take before a team is competitive typically?
Well, they've got some guys in the farm system now that they're pretty high on. These guys aren't ranked real high, but you do hear good things about them, and they're in the very early stage of development. If they hit on a few of those, then I think after this year and next year, we should start to see some results.
Okay.
So I'm thinking this is going to be a 2 to 3 year thing before they're really ready to rock and roll again. And then, and you know, naturally, you got to get a little bit lucky with this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have guys stay healthy, which is, you know, that's a load to ask for right there, especially with pitchers and everything. But if they can hit on a few of these guys and have them stay healthy and a few other things go their way, and if they pick the right guy to manage – not forget that. He is a completely unknown quantity. None of us know anything about him. But if they pick the right guy to lead the team, then in 2 years, we should start seeing some pretty solid progress, I think.
We'll be dead by then.
Yeah, we will.
I hope not.
I mean, you got to play the odds, Danny.